the Israelites have finally crossed the Red Sea. Things are looking up, right? Egypt is behind them. They've left slavery. They managed miraculously, truly miraculously, that Red Sea crossing. Pharaoh's army is somewhere back there, having been stymied, also miraculously. Seems like a pretty good setup, right? Well, these are not a glass half full sort of people, are they? No, not at all. It's going to be a long, long trip for Moses. Poor man that he is. They have a few issues, right? How are we going to eat? Why did you bring us out here? And these are mostly met. Bread is provided. More than bread is provided. Quail, meat is provided. The glass is definitely looking half full. And the book will continue. The issues will continue. To quote one of my favorite authors, the noted theologian Terry Pratchett, there are said to be two kinds of people in this world. Those who look at the glass and say it is half full, and those who look at the glass and say it is half empty. But the world really belongs to those who look at the glass and say, this isn't my glass. My glass was bigger, and it was full. I like Terry Pratchett. It's hard, though, to look at a glass some days when there's half a glass of water, which is one of the other answers to the question, and see it as being half full. Isn't it? We have days when it's easy to say the glass is in fact half empty. When we remember when it was full and we remember what is missing. And in this world, it's important to remember that there are people whose glasses are not only half a glass of water, but in fact empty. Who are trying to do with so little that it's nearly, if not actually, impossible. If you don't believe me, you too have clearly stopped watching the news and should try it for one evening. One. I won't ask for more than that because it's depressing. There are too many people who do with way too little. You know this, and we have responded to that with some of our work with Family Promise. We have people who are offering to give to people with mental illness this afternoon. And there are other things we do as a corporate body, as a diocese. And there are other people who do great things in their own time. But it's important to remember that, not just because it's a reality, but because when your glass is empty, it's hard to know how to ask for a full glass of water. Half a glass of water suddenly seems miraculous. If you follow Family Promise, and if you want to, I can forward their emails to you and you can join the subscription. It's easy to do. When a family graduates and moves in to their own place, they ask for fancy and expensive things like shower curtains. They aren't asking for fancy sheets, they're asking for diapers. They haven't made it to asking for a full glass of water yet. They're asking for, in a lot of ways, half a glass of water because they started with so very little. And that's huge progress that we can't ignore. But we also can't ignore that there's still huge progress to be made. In some ways, So this is another way of looking at it. You kind of have to admire the Israelites in the middle of the desert who say, we wanted something better. This isn't bad. It might even be better, but we wanted something better. They get some points taken away for the not being willing to actually do the work themselves, but the ability to remember that the promise is actually for something better is really, really hard when you're starting from less than half a glass of water. The difference when you're starting from a negative point between better and good is huge. From too little to just enough is a huge difference. Having shower curtains is actually really important. It drastically improves your apartment. But the difference between that and the nice shower curtains, the shower curtains that go with your decor, the type of shower curtains we all probably have in our homes, is another order of magnitude better. It's part of that difference between half a glass and that full glass of water. It's another important difference. But there's still another difference out there. Because what God dreams up for us, what God tries to offer us, to call us into offering other people, isn't just the bigger full glass. It's the bigger full glass that's overflowing. Remember the psalm, my cup overflows? And that is even harder to remember, isn't it? It's even harder to imagine. So isn't it an awfully good thing that we love a God who reminds us that we get paid the same even when we're the last workers to show up in the day? That even when we've spent the entire journey complaining so far, we get not only bread, but quail for every day of the week. Isn't it good that we love a God who loves us back and wants for us and with us the bigger, full and overflowing glass of water. Amen.